Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 12th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe established the first troop of American Girl Guides, which would later become known as Girl Scouts, in Savannah, Georgia. This significant event marked the beginning of a movement aimed at empowering young girls through outdoor activities, community service, and leadership development, fostering essential life skills. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 29 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching up to 45 and a light northeast breeze blowing at 8 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, we might see a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 34. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 11, with the low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of snow early Thursday, then rain showers later with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 44. Friday will be partly sunny and warmer, reaching near 48. Saturday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 58. A chance of rain showers returns Saturday night with a low around 50. Sunday brings more rain with a high near 66 and gusty south winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Mayor Michelle Wu announced that Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not contacted Boston police, and local officers will not participate in any mass deportations. During her appearance on Boston Public Radio, Wu addressed recent comments from Border Czar Tom Homan, who has targeted her over undocumented immigration. She stated that Boston cooperates with federal agencies on criminal warrants, but will not assist with mass deportation efforts. Wu emphasized, "We follow laws and we tell the truth." She also discussed her experience at Congress alongside her newborn baby, highlighting the day's emotional challenges and her commitment to the community. Now on to sports. The 2025 NFL free agency is heating up, with winners and losers emerging on day two. The Minnesota Vikings are making a significant splash, signing three high-priced free agents, including Jonathan Allen, for a three-year contract worth $60 million. In contrast, the Dallas Cowboys, despite clearing over $54 million in cap space, have signed minimal impactful players, leaving fans frustrated. Quarterback Daniel Jones has secured a $14 million contract with the Indianapolis Colts, while the San Francisco 49ers face substantial roster losses. Meanwhile, return specialist Kevontae Turpin's three-year contract makes him the highest-paid player in his position. In local sports, last night, the Boston Bruins staged an epic comeback, defeating the Panthers 3-2 at the Garden. David Pastrnak dazzled with a goal and assist, while Pavel Zacha netted the decisive winner. Boston's third-period surge, including Mason Lorry's goal, sealed the victory. The bees now stand at 30, 28, and 8. Tomorrow night, the Bruins take on the Ottawa Senators in Canada. Meanwhile, tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with a 53-12 record, take on the Boston Celtics at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 28.9 points, will lead the Celtics against shy Gilgeous Alexander, the Thunder's dynamic scorer with 32.7 points per game. Oklahoma City is favored by 1.5 points. The Celtics look to avenge their earlier loss in the season. In top news, researchers are urging a change in public health advice regarding slushy ice drinks for children under the age of 8. A study examined the cases of 21 children, aged 2 to 7, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, who required emergency treatment after consuming these brightly colored beverages. Most slushies contain glycerol, a sweetener that can cause severe health issues, including shock and loss of consciousness, if consumed too quickly. Recommendations currently suggest that children under 5 should avoid these drinks entirely. Parents are advised to be cautious, as lower sugar content may be misleading. In business news, Ray Dalio has issued a stark warning regarding a severe supply-demand problem in U.S. debt, which he believes could lead to shocking developments. Speaking at Converge Live in Singapore, Dalio emphasized that the White House will need to sell debt that the world may not want to purchase. He noted that the current national debt exceeds $36 trillion, and the U.S. deficit must decrease from 7.2% to around 3% of gross domestic product. He cautioned that this situation could provoke fighting between countries due to rising tariffs and trade disputes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to about $82,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 4% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study from the University of Western Australia, Oceans Institute, suggests that we may have surpassed the critical threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius in global temperature rise as early as 2020. Researchers analyzed Caribbean sclerosponges, which serve as natural archives of climate data, revealing that warming began approximately 80 years before the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimated. While some scientists expressed skepticism about data from a single region, the alarming trend persists, with January marking the hottest month on record at 1.7 degrees, above pre-industrial levels. Urgent action is needed to address this escalating climate crisis. Entertainment news. In a significant announcement, Spotify revealed it paid $10 billion in royalties in 2024, marking the largest annual payout to the music industry. The Swedish streaming giant reported that nearly 1,500 artists earned over $1 million each from the platform last year. This payout has grown dramatically, increasing tenfold from $1 billion in 2014. Spotify faced a lawsuit in the United States, accusing the company of underpaying songwriting royalties, but a federal judge in New York dismissed the case earlier this year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Either you run the day, or the day runs you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.